We are speaking with Cassie Silva, who plays Anne Boleyn in the hit musical Six, the musical. It is an unbelievable show with an unbelievable production now at the Niederlander Theater in Chicago through July 14th. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And we are joined by my granddaughter, Sarah Shaw, who is going to be playing the role that you play in the upcoming production. I believe it's the first year that they're allowing high schools to do a mini production, cut down by about 12 minutes, of the epic show called Six the Musical. So Sarah's going to be playing the part. You two met last night when she delivered your coveted Around the Town Chicago coffee mug, which everybody seems to love. And there were some candies in there, too, right? You got a couple of sweet candies in there?
Oh, yeah. Seen those in a long time. Those are so good. They're classic.
That is my tradition. At every opening, all the PR people get a Sunkist candy. I've been doing that for 24 years, delivering those candies. And Sunkist says I keep them in business, so I go to enough place. So let's talk about your show and the show that you're in. This is not your first time doing Six. You played it before, and this is a show that got its start in Chicago.
Yes, it started at Chicago Shakes. Well, it originated on the West End. But yes, it started at Chicago Shakes, and then the First National opened at the CIBC in 2022, which I was also part of. Now we're back until it's live, which is so exciting.
And it's a little different because you're back in a bigger theater, a much bigger venue, that has a little more width to it, a little more depth to it. And we're not quite as close as we, the intimacy is not there that CBIC had or Shakespeare. Because I have seen it. This is my fourth time of seeing it last week. And I would probably go, evidently there are people in the audience that have seen it more than that because they know every word of every song. So.
I've seen it three times, yeah.
Yeah, the groupies are there.
Right.
Well, isn't that so sick? Like, you can come time and time again, and there's always something to love about it and something different about it. It's high energy, super fun.
Yeah, well, that's one of the great things about live theater, where I always tell people, you go see a movie, it's always going to be the same. When you go to live theater, even if you've seen it before, you haven't really seen it before because a different theater will make a difference. Different cast will make a difference. Everything is different.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, you look at the show in New York, like the theater is so small at the Lena Horne and you're right in front of the audience. You know, we have to work a little harder here, but what I will say is that the capacity of the theater certainly brings so much energy. And yeah, we're just having an absolute blast. We're so happy to be in Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago is a great theater town. I mean, this is, as far as we're first city when it comes to, we're not second city. When it comes to theater, we are the people. We are the people.
I love it.
Yeah. So Sarah has a question or two for you because Sarah's going to be a beau. So, which is the nickname for Anne Boleyn, right?
I was just wondering, like, what you would suggest doing to prepare for the role. Because, I mean, I saw you, and I loved it, obviously. And I learned some stuff, but, like, what else do you think I should do to prepare for the role?
You're so sweet. I am so excited for you to play. I call my Boleyn Annie Bo. I'm so excited for you. So, yeah, like, one thing that I love about Anne Boleyn is her earnestness. And so, you know, in theme with Six the Musical and the creative side of it, we really love to embrace and encourage whoever you are personally, like, bring that to the role. So, like, mine is very earnest and also very, like, sassy saucy, I like to say.
I agree.
I guess my question, you know, for you would be, you know, or maybe, you know, Grandpa, you'll also know this, like, what are qualities of yourself that are a little more, you know, playful or, you know, honest or silly?
Right. I think overall, like, if I were to ever play a role in Six, like I am, this is the role for me. So I just think personality best matches the one of Anne Boleyn, especially I think like the playfulness, but also like sarcastic tone and other stuff like that.
Yeah, well, after all, your head got chopped off, so.
Yeah.
So I would say absolutely lean into that. I think what's great about Six is that we really embody, you know, we embody these queens. And so I'm really excited to see, like, what you're able to bring to it with the sassiness. And I think part of what's great about Boleyn is that in her sarcasm, she's sorry, not sorry. She's so unapologetic. It's like she doesn't have anything to be sorry for. She just happened to be where she was.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah, I totally agree with that.
Yeah, so it sounds, you know, that sounds like fun. So you're here only for a few more weeks, and then where do you go off to?
Then we go to St. Paul, Minnesota.
Ah, Minnesota. Okay, that's a good place. So you're on the road for about how long altogether? About a year is this going to be total?
Yes. Well, this tour has been out since 2020, I believe 2022 as well. It will take a break, but then it will come back.
Oh yeah, I think this is one of those kinds of shows that will be on a regular basis touring. It's just a fun show that has so much energy that even if you are not feeling great before you walk in, you're going to be dancing out. You're going to be up for the. This is an unusual thing, but when we got home, my wife said, "Well, we got to have something to eat now." She was just ready to go. It wasn't like, let's go home and go to sleep. I mean, she knows I have to write my review, which, by the way, is up and around the town of Chicago. I don't know if you had a chance to read my review. I think you mentioned.
Oh, well, thank you for mentioning.
Of course.
Right. I also think that it's the type of show where, at least for me and my friends, you get in the car and you immediately start playing the songs and, like, singing along with them. And I think as well, it's like for my friends that aren't necessarily in the theater world as much, this is a show that they love seeing because it's so upbeat. Like there's nowhere to get bored in the show at all. There's no place where like there's no energy.
Yeah, it's electrifying. It's energetic. It literally takes you, no matter what your day has been, you're not going to walk out of the theater the same way. You're going to walk out really up. You're going to really feel like this was it. You made the day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, one of my favorite things about Six is that we don't have, you know, in the theater, we call the fourth wall. And I'm curious to know if your show is going to do this as well, Sarah. We talk directly to our audience. And so I really love watching the journey of the audience right along with us. We say the audience is our seventh queen, and seeing their journey of, like, you know, sometimes they come in, especially at a matinee, they're not, you know, they're a little, you know, sleepy or things like that.
Well, you get the older group at a matinee for the most part. That's when the seniors go. But even the seniors that were, and I'm a senior, right? Just don't act like it. But the people that I know that have seen the show that are in their 70s and 80s have said that they wanted to get up and jump around too. They really, really enjoyed it.
Isn't that so great about it, though? Like, you come in one way, and by the end, like, it's so magnetic, it's so electric, it's so high energy that, you know, everybody, I think, comes together. And, you know, Sarah, to your point, like, the music is so catchy, and there are, you know, so many different types of music within the show. Each queen is, you know, likened to a different type of musical artist, and so... Mm.
Yeah, it is exciting, and your song is a very, very cute song. I just fell in love with you and the show, and the first your character Anne Boleyn is just a fun character.
Yeah,
despite what happened to her, but the way she intersperses her, well, you know, I had my head chopped off, out of concentration. So you boys and girls out there, if you haven't seen Six once or twice or three times, you got to go see it. It's here until July 14th this time around. It's at the Nederlander Theater, and you can, it's Broadway in Chicago. So all you got to do is go to BroadwayInChicago.com, and you can get yourself some tickets. You can, if you want to follow the tour, you can follow the tour around. But this is a show that you need to see. It's marvelous, and you are magnificent. And I thank you for joining us today, and I look forward to see you probably the next time it comes around, or if I get a chance to come and see it before you leave in July. We'll see if we can do that again.
Well, thank you so much for having me. And Sarah, oh my gosh, have the best time. And don't forget, you're one of a kind, no category.
Thank you.
Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.